The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today.
Hey everybody, Rev here. Before we get into this week's episode, I just wanted to let you all know that we have passed another goal on Patreon. And so what that unlocked was Tass doing a world building stream. So that is going to be on June the 27th at 8 p.m. Eastern over at twitch.tv/thecritshow. Tass does such an amazing job of building fully fleshed out worlds and storylines and NPCs. And we've had so many questions over the past two seasons of Perilous Tides about how he goes about doing that. So if you'd like to join us, again, that'll be Monday, the 27th of June at 8 p.m. Eastern at twitch.tv/thecritshow. Bring your questions about world building, character creation, all that kind of good stuff that makes your world feel alive and living and fleshed out. That sentence kind of got creepy at the end, like it's alive and it's living, it's fleshed out. Anyway, enjoy the episode.
Jake, quick, give me some revving engine noises. Megan, Kim, quick, dinosaur noises, stat! Welcome, everybody, to Dinos and Wastelands. Oh, no. And Terminator. Oh, God.
I almost started howling like a dog.
We don't know. Dinos may have howled.
What? Just whatever primal forces overtake you in the moment.
Welcome, everybody, to today's one-shot, Dinos and Wastelands, by me, Tass Allgood. And today, I am joined by...
My name's Jake.
Kim. Megan.
And... we are going to play my two-page RPG.
Wait, that's illegal. That's against the concept.
That's too bad. Double the number of pages. Shit. I'm used to.
You can print it front and back, and then it's one page.
Technically.
Oh, well, that's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, let's start with Kim. What I need you to do to build your dino first is to roll 1d6, please.
Okay. One.
A one. So you will be playing an Ankylo. So once per game, you can shrug off an extinction if it is caused by a physical situation. I'll talk about extinction soon.
Nice.
Go ahead and roll me another.
Six.
A six. So your weapon of mass extinction is a jackhammer drill that you have pieced together in the wastelands.
Whoa.
Magnificent. Cool.
Go ahead and roll me another d6.
Six.
Six again. So your backup weapon is razor wire bolas.
Whoa.
Damn.
Magnificent.
And lastly, give me one more d6.
One.
A one. So your gift from the Masoza Wastes is irradiated berserker strength.
Magnificent.
Damn.
So Hulk.
So Hulk. All right, who wants to go next?
I will.
Megan, go ahead and roll 1d6.
Six.
A six, so you get to choose from 1 through 5. So do you want to be another Ankylo? Do you want to be a Compi, which means you are very small, and if you're riding on a teammate, you get a +1 to any attacks you make, though the teammate you are riding will also suffer extinction if you fully fail. Or a Dilophos. So once per scene, if you're in a fight and fail an attack, you can use your venom spray instead of your weapon as if you had rolled an 8 to 12. Or a Dimetrodon, which once per game, you can invoke the beauty of your spinal sail to automatically succeed a roll with appeal. Or lastly, a Tyranno, in which case once per game, you can take a bite out of an enemy to remove one extinction from yourself. You can decide instead to take a bite out of a teammate to remove two extinction, but they take it instead. They don't have a say.
Oh man, I love all of those dinosaurs so much. I'm going to be a Compsognathus, please.
Outstanding. Mark it. And go ahead and roll another d6.
Two.
A two. So your weapon is an engine block on a chain.
Oh my god.
Go ahead and roll another for your backup weapon.
Compy swinging around an engine block.
I love it so much. Just building that momentum.
Four.
A four. You get boomerang saws.
Yes.
And lastly, one more for your gift from the Masoza Wastes.
Three.
Three. You get a tricked out vehicle. So what these mean is what it means to you to hear that phrase when you roll for your gifts. All right, Jake, let's see what kind of dino you are.
Four.
Four. You are a Dimetrodon. So once per game, you can invoke the beauty of your spinal sail to automatically succeed a roll with appeal.
Dimetrodons are so pretty. That's very, very good move.
Right. They're so cool. All right. And your weapon of mass extinction?
Four.
You get a rusted eye beam. And no, not a like a laser eye, like an actual big
dang
big beam. You can justify it however you want, actually.
Whatever it means to you.
One.
All right, your backup weapon is gas can bombs.
Ooh.
And lastly, your gift from the Wastes.
Two.
Two. You get psychic and telekinetic powers.
Yes!
Whoa.
All right, everyone, before we set our stats, let's set the scene that you are three dino companions out in the irradiated wastes. It is just a nuclear wasteland out here, mostly desert with small pockets of dino kind banding together or against each other in what are essentially constant wars going on with these small clans that that do battle for anything from gas to water to supplies in the wastes. So you have three stats. So you're going to assign a zero, a one, or a two. First is appeal. That's how you relate to others. Talk smoothly and flash those pretty scales. The next is dino. Access your dino side for primal, physical, or instinctual action. And lastly, wastelands. Make use of your gift from the Masoza Wastes. So you get to add to your role, your stat, if whatever you're attempting seems to lean towards one or the other of these stats. For this game, you will be rolling 2d8 on a 1 to 7, you fail and you mark an extinction. On an 8 to 12, you succeed, but you still mark an extinction. And on a 13 plus, you fully succeed without any repercussions. You are always trying to dodge the comet. If at any point you roll lower than your current extinction, a comet obliterates you right there. You're dead, but millions of years from now, you'll be found in a tar pit looking awesome. So, let's go back around and tell me, who are you in the wastelands? What's your name? What's your vibe?
I am the Tank Kylosaur.
Oh.
Ooh.
I've got a bunch of spines down my back and my big tail has a jackhammer drill strapped to it.
Yes.
And I'm just like swole as fuck. I'm like Jake out there.
All right, Megan, tell us about your compy.
My name is just Snack because other big dinosaurs see me and that's often the thing that they say as they try to chase me down.
Amazing.
So it's just what everyone calls me. And I'm a little Compsognathus. So I've got my boomerang saws and like a little like lawnmower engine on a chain sitting in the back of my Barbie Power Wheel.
Yes!
That I have all tricked out and that's what I drive around.
Amazing. All right, Jake?
I am the Dimethrodon.
Yes!
And I launch projectiles with my telekinetic abilities. Or I throw up a gas can bomb and then hit it with a rusted I-beam like a baseball bat and send it flying.
Yes.
Into the bad guys. So I am very, I'm wearing an old like baseball uniform everywhere that I go. and I've got sort of like MVP energy. Like I'm the best player on this team.
I love it. How did you all come together? Like, why have you three banded together out here in the wastes?
These both seem like a very good way to protect myself is to band together with some big, strong dinos.
Okay.
And I'm little and quick, and I've got wheels, so I can go like run errands and get into spaces that they cannot fit.
Nice.
Yeah, I think Snack's a really good scout for us.
Yeah.
I like both their styles.
Ah.
Big jackhammer drill on a tail, that's badass. Barbie power wheel, also badass.
Outstanding. Well, now it's my turn to roll a few things, and we'll see what this is going to be. Oh, okay. Okay. Number one. Number one's done here. Okay. Second one. Let's see. Mm-hmm. Interesting. Interesting.
This is good. I love hearing this.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, dangerous. Too bad they're going to die.
Dangerous. Dangerous.
Oh, shit. Oh, well. Okay. Nail in the coffin, I guess, but we'll see what happens. All right. All right.
Oh, that's good. Oh, no, wait. No, they're dinosaurs. Never mind. That's awful.
Oh, terrible news. Oh.
Oh, if only they were human.
Oh, sorry. I'm looking at the wrong sheet.
All right. We all start in a neutral, not quite city, very, very much a little town called the Dino Oasis. And it is pretty much just a mud hole with a bunch of buildings around it. Anybody that wants can go over to the mud hole to get precious sustenance of water, but it is pretty gross. It's pretty muddy, pretty minerally. You know, it'll sustain you, but it's not great. If you want, anyone can go to a couple of the businesses where you can bring buckets of this mud water and they will filter it and make it pure for you for a price, of course. And but all of the different gangs and clans and tribes and groups out here in the wastes stop by here and just know that this is generally neutral ground. So you see all sorts of different dinos coming and going. Some even up from the south, the magic-wielding dinosaurs from the forests, and even some tech-laden dinosaurs from Paleontopia coming through and just full of disdain for all of you wastelanders. Very snooty, snobby types. But you don't see many of them very often. But today, there seems to be a stir as you all roll into the Dino Oasis. There's more people than usual, and there's a lot of chatter. People are excited. You see a few wasteland vehicles tearing off into the desert pretty quickly. And then a lot of other groups kind of seeming like they're preparing for something.
I just come cruising up fast as possible in my Barbie power wheel, and I'm just slamming into ankles and making my way, pushing my way through, honking the little horn, trying to make my way to the front of this crowd here so I can see what's going on.
Okay, give me a wastelands roll. I think if you're using your vehicle to kind of make a gap here and get close.
Okay, great. Well, my wasteland is 2. I did 1 with appeal and 0 for dino.
Okay. What did everybody else do?
Using your weapon, is that wastelands or?
I think it depends on how you're using it. Like for Tankylo, if you're like using all of your irradiated strength to swing a weapon, you know, knowing that that could break bad too, that would be wastelands. But if you're just trying to go for just an honest hit with it, that might be more like dino.
I'm going to do 0 appeal, 1 dino, 2 wasteland.
And I'm doing 0 appeal, 2 dino, 1 wasteland.
Nice. So Megan, I think that's 2d8 plus your wastelands.
Cool. 10.
10. All right. You do mark an extinction, but you absolutely get through and I think even make a little room for your group to get through to the front. And what you see is kind of a call board that doesn't get used much. You know, it's posted mostly for like hunting down criminals and things like that. And somebody here or there will pay just a bounty board. But this one has a brand new leaflet on the front that says something that I'm sure no one here would have ever thought would have happened in your lifetime. But the famous Tyranno, Crazed Carlo, has been discovered dead. And the whereabouts of his renowned rig might be known. This is the rig of all rigs. This is a rig that could bring a whole crew all in one vehicle. It's got weapons. It's got fuel tanks that last for weeks. It's got a water distillery. It's got everything. And of course, Crazed Carlo has reigned over the wastelands, in part due to him being an utter badass, but in part to this amazing rig that he's been able to put together. So now it seems the race is on to find the rig and become the new top of the food chain out here in the wastes.
If we could find that, we wouldn't have to keep jogging behind the Barbie car.
I just turn around and look at her. You're more than welcome to stay as far behind the Barbie car as you want to stay behind. And I look back around to the other side, and I think I'm just torn between, like, being so sad that my hero is dead, but also I just got these big heart eyes as I'm looking at this rig. I love my Barbie car, but I want to upgrade real bad.
I think you also hear some chatter from the side as a group is moving away. And they aren't Barbie cars exactly, but there are these small go-karts and just piecemeal rigs zipping away, all piloted by other compies. One of which you would certainly recognize as Kino Brass Gasket. And he is the head of a gang of dune buggy compies that terrorize the wastes. And they seem very excited to be getting moving, as if they know where they're headed.
What's the name of the rig?
Crazed Carlo's Rig.
Oh, I thought you were probably setting up for something clever, but never mind.
Nope. Nope, you put too much faith in me, my good sir.
Yeah, so you said this thing, it gives us an idea of the whereabouts of it?
It says that the whereabouts might be known if you know who to ask.
Oh.
About the Rigosaurus. No, I'll keep workshopping as we go.
Okay. I want to use my psychic powers to reach out into this crowd and see who knows where to go.
I love it. Roll plus Wastelands.
It's so sad that Crazed Carlo died before he could ever come up with a name for his rig.
12.
12. You still mark an extinction, but you absolutely get a read from a couple of people. Some of them are more resigned. They think that they don't have a chance of getting there as fast, so they seem to just be going back to their business. But I think from Kino Brass Gasket himself, you get this ping of these canyons that are very far off to the west. And it was last seen, and it was heard that Crazed Carlo had last been seen going down into the crevasse to take a shortcut, and no one ever saw him come out.
I think we ought to be heading for those canyons out to the west.
Is that out where Kino's headed?
I believe it is.
Yeah, they are. They all know what they're doing, and usually a lot of the time when it comes to being out in the desert like that. So, yeah, if they're all headed out that way, I wouldn't be surprised.
Do you think we can catch up to them?
I can. I just start, like, revving my power wheel.
I mean, I think that our stride covers the same distance as their go-karts can make. So, yeah, I think with a brisk walk, we'll probably be able to catch up to them.
Let's get hustling, then.
All right, heading west out of Dinoasis?
Yeah, I think, should we, like, trail them? Like, follow them out of town and then try and get, like, try and jump them, essentially?
Sure, yeah, I like that.
All right.
Okay, I like that. So are you trying to get a better, like, direction by letting them have a lead here? Are you, like following them for that? Or are you just trying to pace them so that you can jump them?
Yeah, just trying to pace them so that until we're out of a neutral zone so that then we can just murder them and not have the competition.
Okay, then you all get moving, and I think you realize Kino's status because of how fast those guys are actually moving. Their rigs aren't particularly powerful as far as you know, but they are fast. So whoever's leading the charge here, let's see a dino roll to set the pace to be able to keep up with them.
I'll do it.
All right, let's see it.
10.
All right, mark an extinction, but you absolutely are able to keep pace.
I'm going to shrug off that extinction. Because this is a physical condition running through the wastes.
It absolutely is. You're able to keep up that stamina without straining muscles and set the pace for your friends. Not only are you keeping pace, but catching up a little bit as you see the more distinct lines of what are several of these tiny little dune buggies tearing off in the distance. And in the distance, you also start to see the desert going from like pure sand dune to a more rocky, hard ground situation. Small cliffs and stuff popping up, a little bit of brush and shrubbery, but nothing, you know, nothing worth eating or you know, sustaining. But you seem to be getting out of the main dune areas as you see the dust cloud ahead of Kino's gang. What do you want to do?
You said there's some like cliffs. Like, are they going to drive under any cliffs or?
Yeah, there's a little of both. Like, you know, just depending on what little path it looks like they're going to take. Sometimes they're going up and over and around on more hard-packed ground. Sometimes they're going down along the sides. But you can kind of track and see what they're going to do, I think.
Cool. As they go down and under a rocky outcropping, I want to use my telekinetic powers to cause a landslide.
Hell yeah. I think that's a wastelands.
16.
Absolutely. Are you wanting to stop them up or take them out?
Take them out.
All right. With a 16, I think three or four of these little go-karts just disappear as this rubble crashes down into the gang. And you see many more of them like just freak out and peel out and around to circle back as they see you in the distance. At least half of the crew seems like they've peeled to head back towards you, and another half is continuing on.
The ones that are headed towards our way, I speed up in my Barbie Power Wheel and just go full force directly at them. And before we actually get to each other, I'm going to take out one of my boomerang saws and throw it at the one that's closest.
I think this is more dinos, just using your weapons. This is kind of like intimidation and attack here.
Okay.
Yeah, let's see it.
8.
That just gets it, so mark your extinction, but your boomerangs whip through the air and cut cleanly through two of these rigs that explode, despite there being any reason for them to do so, causing glass-like bits of sand to burst all up around you.
I love the idea that just like this is all happening around my Barbie Jeep.
Oh, yeah.
That sounds so cool.
Oh, yeah. Four more of these have split around Snack as two of their buddies go down and are heading for the other two of you.
My tail whips forward and I want to just plow through these four with my jackhammer drill and knock them over like bowling ball pins.
Outstanding. I think if you want to try for all four, that seems more like dino. I think that's more instinctual to like line this up and be accurate here.
Hell yeah.
Okay.
14.
Damn! And down they go. Four more just bursts of explosion and the shrieks as Kino's buggy gang explodes. But you see the dust pile ahead as the other half dozen or so are tearing towards the beginnings of the crevice.
I'm going to pull out one of my gas can bombs and I'm gonna hold it behind my back. I'm going to align my fingers for a two-seam fastball. And then I'm going to kick up a leg and I'm going to throw a pitch, but actually I'm just rocketing it with my telekinesis directly.
Ooh,
at Kino.
I see. I see. Pinpoint on Kino, huh?
Yes.
Nice. Okay. Roll wastelands.
14.
14 does it. The rest of you watch this gas can flip end over end into the distance. There's like a little star as you think, ding. Well, they're out of range. But the thing, where did it go? It's disappearing into the explosion. And you hear a series of small explosions and at least a little bit, you still hear some revving of engines on the horizon, but it almost seems it's a sad engine revving. It's confused and leaderless. What do you want to do?
Go catch up to them.
Yeah.
All right. So you have to make your way over the rock slide that you've created in this little bit of canyon and over and around and eventually find the smoldering wreckage of the biggest of these rigs that had been Kino and just two compies left just slowly circling it, seeming confused about what they should do next. And they look over at the three of you approaching and seem like they start to panic. They don't do anything yet exactly to attack. It looks like they're poised to either run or fight, and they don't know what to do yet.
I unbutton my baseball shirt and reveal my rippling dinosaur abs and unfurl my beautiful spinal sail. And I say, you know what I think would be pretty cool? I think this would be a great time for you to join our crew.
I think you can roll with appeal here.
I want to auto succeed with the beauty of my spinal sail.
All right. You're using your once per game, and so you do. And they just, their jaws set, their eyes gleam. They look you up and down, and they just nod and continue to be nameless, but join you.
Hell yeah.
One of the compies actually has a third eye above one of his other eyes, and the other compie has two tails. They wheel their buggies around and get in formation with you three.
I like pull up alongside them, so we're all just kind of like in line with them in their sand buggies and me and my Barbie Jeep. And I'm just looking back and forth to them like, so where are you guys headed?
Oh, we were going to go try to find Carlo's rig. I guess Carlo's rig was down here, but Kino knew exactly where he thought it would be, but we don't know. We were just following him, and so we were freaking out.
He didn't say anything about where he thought it might be?
Yeah, in the crevices somewhere.
Around here? Oh, okay. When did he find out about it?
Oh, just back in the town. Everybody, you know, saw the post, and Kino said he knew that there was something going on, that Carlo had some job he was going to try to pull. So if it was that job that he thought he'd heard through the grapevine, then he must know where it was going to be. But I don't really know. It was something about gathering some rare supply.
Rare supply, huh?
Yeah.
Well, I wonder what I'd be out here in the crevices.
Yeah, I mean, I don't really know much besides some dangerous animals. You know, Kino just said, you know, whatever happens, just don't worry about anything, and we shouldn't be afraid no matter what we think we know about out here. And so he said, okay.
Yeah, it's important to not be afraid and always act like you know what you're talking about. And if nothing can get you, even if it thinks you can get you, but you also got to be really fast. So it's good that we all have vehicles. You guys like my Jeep? It's pretty cool, huh?
That's really good. I like the color on that.
Yeah.
Maybe we could paint up ours to match.
Or something similar.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. All right. Yeah. Everybody has their own thing.
Yeah. This is mine.
That's really good. You can call me II.
Okay. I'll think about it.
Okay.
I just don't want anybody to see yours and think that I might be you, because we look kind of, oh, like almost the same.
But oh,
not,
yeah.
Not really the same. I'm a little more dark of a green, but it's hard to tell with all the dust.
And you just got the two of the eyes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's true. That's an extra eye.
How about you two tails? What's your name?
How did you know that?
Oh, okay. Terrific. Terrific.
As you are all talking here, and again, this is like right at the start of the crevices, and you know that these just crack out into all sorts of smaller canyons, just this twisting, it like from above almost just looks like a dry, like a creek bed almost, you know, with just the cracks and everything, but they're very deep and big enough for at least a vehicle or two through most of them. So this is just right before it's going to start to dip down. And all of you hear a little bit of a rumble from ahead. It's almost like a shaking of the ground.
I look at my jackhammer drill.
Is the rumble coming from down one of these specific crevasses?
Oh, I bet you could roll a dino to like try to feel out where that might come from.
Eight.
Yep. Mark your extinction. And I think you do get a feeling that it is more left, or, you know, from this angle north in where these kind of split off and start forking. And you actually see some of the like dust coming down from the sides of the canyon.
I'll point that out to the rest of the squad.
Well, seems like we should head that way, huh?
Aye, aye.
Yeah, let's go.
All right. They follow you in as you make your way towards the, again, kind of leftmost branches of these. What's your approach here? Are you just hauling ass? Are you going slow and easy? Are you trying to look for the rumble? What's up?
I would say not like, I wouldn't think sneaking. I would think just kind of confidently marching and trying to keep an eye or an ear or a nose out for more hints for a proper direction.
Okay, roll another dinos for me to try to keep your eye out here.
11.
11, mark another extinction, but you are hearing more and more of that rumbling as you make your way, and you're getting for sure a concrete direction of that at the very least. You know the kind of the source seems to be what is the smallest of the cracks or the canyons, that if you just make your way through a few more, you're going to be at the source of the rumbling. But as you go, I think all of you see, because it happens all at once, from both sides of the canyon and ahead of you, the rock and the sand and the dirt seems to split, even along the sides of the rocky canyon, and very large, what seem like a dorsal fin,
no,
seem to crack out of the canyon and move along, like leaving a little wake in the rock and in the sand, and then disappearing and popping back up. And here and there, there's about three or four distinct fins that are circling you all.
What the hell are those things?
Ai says, I think they're sand megalodons. And Two Tails just turns around in his cart and starts speeding away. And as he does so, the sand bursts up as a megalodon bursts out of the ground, consuming the entire go-kart in one gulp and then disappearing underground. Ah, fuck!
Oh, we gotta get out of here!
They're circling a little tighter, a little closer to the group.
How tall are the walls? How tall are the surfaces around us?
Not huge, probably 40 or 50 feet.
I want to summon all of my wasteland energy that I can possibly muster. I want to try to just rocket the whole party up off of the ground so that we can land up on the surfaces away from the sand.
Yes.
Oh, boy. Yep. I think that's a wasteland roll to earthbend here.
Oh, it's an eight.
An eight.
No.
Oh, boy. All right, mark your extinction. What are you up to?
Four.
Okay.
Don't worry about it.
And like, what does it look like when you do this?
I bend over, like I curl down, like hands to my chest facing the ground. And then I like throw my head back and my arms out and my baseball shirt flutters open again and my abs point skyward. And as I throw my arms out, we all just go whoosh, just like all up in the air at the same time, at the same elevation. And everybody just kind of spreads out like the petals of a blooming flower so that we land on either side of this canyon.
Beautiful. I think what this looks like is your energy kind of takes over for your friends first as they make it clear. And as you're rocketing up behind them, two or three of the megalodons are bursting up out of the ground. They're just under you. One of their teeth just scrapes along one of your legs, but its teeth chomp and miss as you land next to your buddies.
Perfect.
So are we separated?
That's how I pictured it in my head.
Excellent.
So you're looking at each other. Hold on.
Who ended up where?
Okay, so Dimethrodon and II.
I just heard that it sounds like I'm a meth dinosaur.
Yeah.
And not a throw dinosaur.
Yeah. Dimeth.
Can it be Dimeth throw down?
Yes. That's what you said.
Like throw down? Like, does that sound okay?
Yeah. That's what you, I thought you said that in the first place.
My real name's Kevin. Just call me Kevin. I'm workshopping like nicknames much like the vehicle.
All right. So Kevin and II are on one side.
Oh, no.
And Tankylo and Snack are on the other. And II just looks miserable looking down into the crevasse where just a single wheel is still spinning on the ground from Two Tails' rig. Oh, that was close.
Who's on the side closer to the rumble?
You are.
Okay. Then I will call across to my compatriots. The source of the rumbling that we were listening to was somewhere over here, so I reckon y'all need to get across the gap somehow.
How large is this gap?
Not insubstantial. I'm going to say it's probably 60 feet across.
All right. I'm going to look at Kevin. How good are you at catching? As I pick up Snack and the Barbie car and just use my strength to chuck her across the chasm.
Oh no.
Can I get a head start and then
drive down some runway?
Yeah. I wanna like like just get as much speed as I can.
Oh yeah, I love this. You speed down and instead of just throwing you, I'm gonna whip you with my tail like a baseball bat.
Like a pinball.
Okay, I sure don't really have a help out in this. So let's start with Tankylo's. Let's do a wastelands roll.
Yeah. Oh no, that's a six.
Oh no. Well, you're gonna mark extinction already. Snack, go ahead and roll a wastelands as well here to use your rig.
12.
Okay, so here's how I think this manifests is Tankylo's tail comes down, and instead of hitting the rig to help it along, it just crushes a bunch of rock in your path.
Oh, no.
Oh,
and
damn.
It juts up out of the ground, and you hit it so hard that your rig is just flipping end over end over end and does smash down onto the other side, but a bunch of pieces of your rig are smashed up.
Oh, no!
Luckily, there is another small rig that you could probably take some pieces off of to rebuild yours.
Yeah, I think I just look at Ai-Ai and I'm like, well, sorry. And I get out my boomerang saws and I just start using them to take apart.
He starts freaking out. Like, this is his rig.
Uh-huh.
I think he jumps out and takes a swing.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I have my engine block in my hand and swing the chain around. Don't make me do this.
Roll plus appeal.
I can't believe the insubordination from Ai-Ai. I showed him my abs. He's on our crew now.
8.
Mark extinction, but he backs off. He's like, okay, I'll ride along on somebody's shoulder or something, I guess.
I've got a passenger seat.
Uh-oh. That's weird. I like being in the driver's seat. Okay.
Is it weirder riding on somebody's shoulder, or is it weirder being in the passenger
seat? That's pretty comfy, actually. I like that. You get a lot of height.
Y'all are so tall.
I don't understand you one bit.
Well, I mean, you know, I don't know.
I want to look back across to Tankylo.
I didn't really have a plan for this.
Oh, all right. We're going to have to time this perfectly, but I think I've got a way to help you across.
Okay.
Now, here's what I need you to do. I need you to start running.
Uh-huh.
And I need you to jump.
Uh-huh.
And I need you to trust me.
I trust you with my life, Kevin.
Here's what I want to do.
Okay.
When Tankylo jumps, I want to time it out so that I throw my rusted I-beam so that she can take another step off of it as it's flying across the chasm.
I'm trying to double jump.
Yeah.
Here's what I'm going to make up in the moment. I think this is wastelands for both of you.
Okay.
Whoever has the highest who has the higher wasteland score?
I've got a 2.
That's higher than mine.
So here's what I think this is that both of you roll 1d8 and you're going to use Kevin's score, but the person with the lower score will take the repercussion if there is a fail.
This is wild, but okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm just making this up as we go. This is a whole new thing.
Oh, no. I got a 4.
I got a 5.
That's a 9.
And then plus 2.
Plus 2. Okay, so we're still in mixed. So Tankylo's going to take the extinction, but this works.
Excellent.
As you just dance across this floating beam, get that extra step, and land in a roll with your friends. And you're all together again with a crying Ai-Ai in the passenger seat of Snack's rig.
We did it!
And there is a rumble that shakes the whole canyon just a little north towards pretty much what is the last crevasse that will now be under you as you make your way that direction.
Yeah, let's walk over there and look down and see what's the source of the rumbles.
All right, I don't think there's a roll necessary here. As you look down into this crevasse, and it is fairly thin, not as wide across as the one that you just left, but pretty deep. This is about 70 or 80 feet down. And what you see, first of all, can't miss it, is Crazed Carlo's rig. It looks like it's in pretty good shape. There are some dings in it. What you certainly notice is that the passenger side is wide open, and it looks like huge teeth marks have ripped the door out and part of the cab. You also see what looks like the skull and spinal column and tail of a Tyranno, fairly fresh, pristine, lying along the ground, and the largest megalodon fin that you have ever seen slowly circling the rig. It's massive, and all of a sudden, you know exactly what Carlo came for. This is the mother of all megalodon. It has the most beautiful skin. It's like tiger striped with blue and purple and orange. If anybody could get pieces of this and sell it, they would be set for life rich. This must have been what he came for and died fighting.
Oh no, Carlo. Oh, no wonder he didn't make it, though. Look at that.
What in the world are we supposed to do about that?
I liked seeing it, and having said we've seen it, we can go now.
Fuck that. I want the car.
Yeah, but if we could kill the thing, we could buy as many of that car over as we wanted.
Huh. Good point.
Maybe we could do what we did to Kino and all of his guys. We can lure it somewhere and then we can crush it.
I don't know if crushing's really on the table. It swims underneath the sand. I think it'll just burrow out from under us.
Well, maybe we don't crush it with sand.
If we could find a way to lure it to the top. I've seen you do some wild shit, Kevin. Do you think you could lift that rig and smack that thing?
I can sure try. So, are we getting it? So wait, am I trying to smack it from where it is to up here? Or are we getting it up here and then I'm smacking it?
I think we should probably get it up here and then smack it.
Okay, and just see if it dies on impact.
I mean, at least it'll be a good first step.
That's a great point. How are we getting it up here? I'm really just kind of flowing through these accents. Now I'm sort of somewhere in Georgia. I started out Matthew McConaughey, and then I just went cowboy, and now I'm ready to drink a mint julep.
He's a Georgiasaur.
Well, I can go pretty fast in this thing. And I rub my little Barbie engine, or part of it. maybe if I can make a lot of noise, then I can find some rocks that lead up this way and kind of use them as a path to lure it up here.
Godspeed.
See you in a minute. And I'm going to try and find a path down the ground level.
Yeah, I don't think you have too much trouble getting down. Like, you know, down's not the hard part. So you get down into this crevasse and you can see this massive fin. I mean, that just the fin sticking up out of the sand is taller than any of your friends. So huge to tiny little snack. What's the plan here? Like, how do you want to try to get its attention?
What is left of crazed Carlo's remains here?
It's fairly picked clean. You see a little bit of just muscle tissue and stuff, like just down in some cracks, but it's mostly just the skull, the spine, and tail.
Is any of his gear here, like on him when he died?
Yeah, I think there's some tatters of clothes. You see like a bent piece of metal that looks like a trident made out of rebar. So that was probably what he went down fighting this thing with. And you see a whole lot of shrapnel sticking in the dirt and on part of the rig, and then a little bit in part of his skull. It looks like he's had some kind of firearm that shot shrapnel, and he made liberal use of it.
Okay, yeah, I want to take the trident, and I want to, like, strap it onto my vehicle.
Okay.
I say, aye, take the wheel. And I'm going to have him drive around this rig where this megalodon is like swimming, and I'm gonna try to throw the trident at its at its fin that is like out of the sand to get its attention.
Okay. Wow, I was thinking we were gonna lean towards something appeal, but I think this is dino to like spear this thing.
Yep. Can I make an argument that it's wasteland because I'm using my Jeep to get close to it and
are
get away?
Are you, though? I did don't... you give Ai-Ai the wheel?
Yeah, I think this is more trident-oriented.
Whose team are you on, Jacob? 9.
Okay, mark your extinction. What are you at by now?
5.
Oh, boy.
Oh, goodness.
So the trident sticks in its fin, and it certainly turns towards you, and Ai-Ai takes the fuck off as this thing's giant fin is just arrow pointed at you. It's almost like it can feel the vibrations that your vehicle is making as he tears ass up the paths and trying to crisscross back towards the top. The rest of you are seeing this thing happen. That fin is like doing equal parts jumping from going straight up the side of the canyon to reorienting on the path to try to locate where the rig is coming.
As it orients to give chase, I want to start to lift the giant rig up off of the ground and ready my instrument to lay the smackdown on this thing.
All right, let's see Wastelands.
13.
Absolutely. You start lifting this thing up, preparing for action. Tank Kylo, what's up?
I activate my jackhammer drill and just start drilling into the side of this chasm, hoping that the rumbling sound will further draw this megalodon out of hiding.
Ooh, okay. You're given like a central point to focus on.
Yeah.
I think dinos on sure. this. You're using skill. You're trying to, yeah.
11.
Oh, okay. Mark your extinction. What are you up to by now?
3.
Oh, that's not bad. That's not bad. Snack, I think you see the fin shift its direction and start to speed up, moving past you, going straight up the sheer rock towards the top, towards your friends, and you can feel the rumbling up there now. And as II turns you up to the top level, you see the big rig from below float up next to you all. And from the ground in front of it, coming straight for Tank Kylo, this massive megalodon head breaks the surface, teeth almost as tall as you all, mouth encompassing, could easily eat you all in one snap of its jaws as it's barreling towards you.
And I say, batter up. And I swing the rig at it to try and just hammer it right back off this ledge.
Wastelands.
Come on, come on, come on.
Fail. 9.
Oh, mark your extinction, and you swat this thing clean off the side of the cliff as it bursts up out of the ground, full body, full glory of this massive shark, and hit its center mass. It spins with a roar, end over end, and splats into the canyon.
Oh, gross. Shit.
You see its weird sharky cartilage-like skeleton bursting from its skin. It's beautiful, tiger-striped-like skin. It convulses, lets out one final roar, and goes still. But the big rig is smashed to hell, as you have used it as a club. It is mostly bent in, shredded, its frame broken, and oil and water leaking from the tanks.
Well, let's collect some of these bits. And go hawk them. Then we'll be able to repair this rig and maybe start a whole fleet of them.
What are we going to name it?
Megalo don't.
Megalo don't you even fucking think about it.
Megalo done.
I love it.
And our Wastelanders, now fully a gang with 4 or more members, makes their way...
Legally now, yes.
Legally now. Makes their way back towards the closest thing to civilization in the Masoza Wastes with the mother of all megalodons in tow. Congratulations.
Woo!
Thank you. Absolutely yes! Ridiculous.
That was great, Taz.
Very good. And who made this game?
This dude I know named me.
Ooh, where can people get it?
You can find this at tasallgood.itch.io. You can actually find all 3 of the current Dino games, Dinos and Lasers, Dinos and Wastelands, and Dinos and Magic. That is, again, tasallgood.itch.io, and there are 2 more games on their way very soon. So keep an eye out there, and thank you all for hanging out with us today. And join us next week for another one-shot.
The Crit Show is a Crit Show Studios production, edited and produced by Brandon Wentz, with music by Jake Purley. You can find more information about us at thecritshowpodcast.com. To keep up to date with upcoming live shows, contests, and other special events, follow us at The Crit Show on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. For even more weekly content, join us at patreon.com/thecritshow.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
After all this time... What time is it again? I feel like the clock stopped.
Time was a tennis ball we could bat round the court.
Time for distraction too.
Time to just sink to the bottom.
Time to get to the meat of this meat.
Time for Greater Boston Season 4. That's right, on September 13th, Greater Boston returns with new full-length episodes released every other Tuesday. And we're so excited for you to hear it. But also, it's been 3 years since our last season wrapped, so we're maybe a little worried that people might have forgotten about us. So we're asking for you to help spread the word. Tell your friends, tell your family, tell your coworkers and classmates, tell your cat, tell your local subway busker. But politely and without interrupting their performance, point is, now is a good time to share your love for Greater Boston on Twitter and Tumblr and Instagram and TikTok and wherever else you post things. Then come back on September 13th when Greater Boston Season 4 officially begins.